after getting our CPF. One of the first thing that we embarked on was opening bank accounts, and opening bank account, we opened our first bank account at Itaú, and Itaú gave us an account with a credit limit. My wife got a credit card. I didn't get a credit card. After we opened at Itaú, we opened at Santander as well, and she also got a credit card from Santander. Both of which with a small credit limit. It was about 250 reais, and Santander was about 350 reais, and we used that to increase the family's joy and happiness by casquina, gelato, the French fries, go to shopping light, and just family happiness, because the food was atrocious. It was the same vegetable and rice every single day with an assortment of taste bud meat, and from AEB, yes, from the place where we had our room, we had our bathroom, we couldn't cook, we couldn't prepare any meals. Well, after that, we were approved for our Bolsa Familia. After my wife registered her Innova Simples business, Trap Bailey Family Group, it expedited our processing for our Bolsa Familia. Bolsa Familia got us into fruit market world. Fruit market world, we used to get mango, cornflakes, lots of cornflakes and milk. Dry food, but things that could supplement the menu when the lunchroom wasn't popping, especially for the kids. And as much as they told us that we can't prepare food in the room, my wife came up with a wonderful idea to get a griddle. We're not cooking, we're just griddling. So we got a griddle, and the griddle got us into planting world, and then subsequently egg. Yes, half of fruits. Kyla loved purple plum. Kali loved mango. Yeah, banana, very cheap as well. So we brought us into this healthy consumption of good fruit, good food. And we used to have food markets on Sunday called Feria, and Sunday food market would, yes, walking distance, Sunday food market would carry back till about Wednesday, Thursday, buy up enough fruits, give us 3-4 days of fruits. Yes, so the griddle brought us into being able to get ripe planting. For my wife come from Brazil, she had yearned for ripe planting and breadfruit. So she got ripe planting, slice it up, put it in the griddle, and then cook it up, and then she would eat that, and then subsequently we used to get egg. She'd prepare egg, yes, and noodles, the girls then would eat it, honey, yes. And after griddle, and we feeling really good with griddling world, we got a cooktop. Because the babies, they wanted porridge. They wanted a little warm cup of tea and noodles. Basic 5-minute food. We are not able to use microwave to pop popcorn or to make instant food, noodles or anything. So we had to be innovative. We had to be creative. So we got a cook pot and 2-pot, literally. This allowed us to make porridge by the porridge mix and just add water and sugar, or just water. Yeah, add water and milk. We used to make noodles. Kyla loved her noodles. I love noodles too. Then we used to get balomi and toast bread, and we used toast bread with balomi. Yes. The space didn't want us to with this, the scent of the food used to go out in the hallway, and the floor that we lived on was the same floor that the operator's assistant persons stayed at, and they, yes, the electrical, yes, heavy duty equipment. It wasn't even heavy duty, it was just, yes. So the electrical infrastructure at the building that we were staying, yes, it was not up to par. It was inadequate. Yes, consequently, somebody else who had a cooktop on the third floor, a fire started in there because of the poor electrical circuits. So because of that, they went around to all the rooms and checking to see if anybody else had, and they had to keep confiscate the keep it in their safekeeping until so that was the end of our cooktopping, but we're still able to griddle our plantings for the yes, we hid our griddle. Smart share. Yeah, when they were inspecting. Yes, so we gave them the cooktop, we continued griddle planting and sometimes fried eggs. We had to seal the bottom of the door so the scent of the food don't seep out. Sprayed bleach and disinfectant to freshen up the place, and how would you griddle under the window? When you griddle under the window, the scent would just go out through the window instead of staying inside the building. These are the things we had to do to pursue family joy because food was so important to us. The food that we were getting at the lunchroom was inadequate. The timing of the food, we only can eat at 6:30 in the evening. So you eat lunch at 12 o'clock, then you have this 6 hour stretch. You have to be starving by the time you get food again at dinner time. And after this long wait, the food was frequently uninspiring and just disappointing to say the least. But that was that. So our griddle, our cooktop, and our fruits, cornflakes, and dry goods would allow us to tide over. Yes, and that sparked the motivation to reach out to the mayor of São Paulo to let them know we wanted to go to somewhere else. We wanted to go somewhere where we can cook our own meals because that was a critical part of our family's joy and contentment. Somewhere where the kids can go out and play, and somewhere where we can just live a more wholesome lifestyle. The city was just not cutting it, not cutting it at all. And yes, that's how we end up in rare countries of Pemba. And then the food market became even closer. And we just being industrious, built relationship with the food suppliers. And we were able to get fruits at the end of the market, the food market, fruits that are not sold. I would be able to stock up those fruits, and my wife is very useful, very handy, at the best in the world. Can take those fruits and blend them so we can have fresh juice to drink throughout the week. So our yes, fruits so, such as purple plum, avocado, banana. Okay. Avocado, banana, and ginger, that's one mix, one blended mix. Mango, papaya, ginger, that's another blended mix. Banana and avocado, that's what we said first. Star apple, purple plum, yes, and pineapple with ginger, that's another mix. Grape, where you put the grape with? Yeah. Purple plum and something else to give it a little body, strain out the seed. I like it. I like it. My wife already detected that. Yes. Papaya, banana, watermelon. Oh, watermelon with ginger and sugar. Very delicious. Simple. Very good. So, health, body health. Everybody in the family, our health has skyrocketed. We use bathroom multiple times per day. I use bathroom multiple times per day. Baby in mommy belly does a sing for joy. The kids them happy and content. Fruits abound. Kalyan just a break into taking like two gulp two gulp of daddy fruit juice blend up. Yes, Kalyan is very handy. Kalyan will sit with daddy, put in the ingredients, add the water, cover the blender, spin the blender on the proper setting, then she cover her ears. And then when she ready, she turn it off. Yes, my little chef. Then daddy would pour it in the bottle, and then she would cover it and put it in the fridge. So Kyla take out her french fries, put it in the air fryer. Yes, so in this rain control world, we're able to save more. Yes, since my wife have the wonderful competence of turning raw material, raw flour, raw chicken, raw food, and make it into delicious home cooked meals, we can save a lot. No, so we were able to buy blender, air fryer, and the ingredients to put in it, like the french fries, the pre-cut potatoes for Kyla french fries. Yes, and it's the kids' delight. Why buy McDonald's and Burger King when we can have our own every single day? The kids briefly. Yes, a big bag of french fries, 22, 2 kilograms. And that will serve for like a week. Yes, if one small fries is at McDonald's is 13 real, hey eyes. 13 hey eyes. A bulge at Burger King. It's a bucket of fries, which is just two large fries poured into a bucket. That's 19 on the coupon. 19 hairs. So look, so for two large fries, you can get a 2 kilogram just because my wife teach Kyla how to use the air fryer, how to prepare her meals, and then she can get her bag of nuggets, and it's just wonderful. Fish, we're in the tilapia now. So fish were very nice, rice and peas, with fish, chicken foot soup. Yes, we went to our chicken foot soup phase. I mean, just to be healthy, just to consume this healthy, control your meals, how they are prepared, cook when you feel like. Yes. And another critical component of us just going this route, while jobs were available for me to do, it wasn't important that we build our own family asset. I work on the family website, I stay with the kids, I bring them to school, we talk as husband and wife. This was way more valuable than any 9-to-5, no matter what's the price point. So yes, we went built out all the details for the kingdom. We've submitted multiple grants to grant application to agencies such as FINEP, Connector, Ministry of Culture. Yes, support my wife in her fashion design, take the kids out swimming, teach them swimming at CES Consolação. While my wife get to design the kingdom buildings and fashion and all that wonderful stuff, then write articles, do the innovations for Abundance Points, the innovations for our multi-site login for users to get points when they watch videos, when they interact on OneDrop, when they do courses at the university, etc. So investing that in our family asset, there's no 9-to-5 that could compensate us for those moments we spent together, those time we spent together as a family, bonding as a family, becoming one, communicating, talking, and just the wonderful life of being among each other, talking to God every single day. Yes, so our health significantly improved. I mean, I cannot.
Also got you a lot of so-called sickness, what people don't call sickness, but only to have it improve our actual toughness and natural
Yes,
immunity.
immunization, yes.
Yes.
Kalyan went through her face when so much mosquito bite her. Oh my dears.
One mosquito like to turn into a swarm.
Yes. She's so immunized where a mosquito,
It's no longer a
they
pest.
don't even bite her that much anymore. Wow.
Everybody has gone through several
Yes.
colds, flu,
Flu,
asthma.
yes. We've been through things that are seemingly sick, but no, it worked out for our good. It's
It
immunization, it
worked
make
out
our bodies
for you. It
stronger, it
certainly
made us
worked out
tougher,
for you.
sturdier, hardier. Man, the best cut of the crop. Yes. So
Well,
now it's onward
so
and forward.
my choosing not to take up 9 to 5, my choosing not to go the route of working 9 to 5 and settling into the typical Brazilian or the typical way of earning.
Existing, yes.
We can now leverage all the ideas, all the videos that we've made and created about the kingdoms, about AgriGames, all the applications, all the reaching out that we've reached out to Brazilian government agencies. We can leverage that now to bargain with a whole state
Yes.
for land and for resources. And we also have states, Brazilian states, government approaching
Us,
us
yes, to be featured in our documentary.
to be featured in our documentary, to be
That's on
featured
our
on our site, to
site,
come and do
yes.
exhibitions and
Yes.
yeah, the family just has so much leverage. Starting with no money from starting with no money to accessing Bolsa Família, to using the little that we have from Bolsa Família for maintaining our website, enjoying our family life,
Keeping our
keeping our
videos
videos
online.
online. Now we can send out proposals on a state level. And we're talking about a Brazilian state is the size of a country. I mean, this
Multi-country,
is a huge, Brazil itself is a huge country,
one of the
and
top 10 countries in
each of
the
its
world by land
states
mass.
are big, you know. São Paulo, the state of São Paulo has approached us. The state of Paraná, is Paraná daddy? Yeah,
Paraná,
Paraná has approached us. We have pitched
to Pernambuco,
a plan to the state of
Bahia,
Bahia.
yes.
So by turning down the offer for my husband to go off and do a 9 to 5 here in Brazil, and it would, not any typical 9 to 5 either, but well-paying 9 to 5, could have settled in, could have gone the boring route, the typical route.
Yes,
But
gone away
that
from the
wouldn't have been a
family too.
challenge. That's not what we're
Yes.
called. That's not us.
Kalyan was only 10 months old when we came, so
Yes.
imagine having to go to work every
And
day
leaving the
and not having
baby.
that kind of
Yes.
relationship and love with my little papa
So
dog.
we chose to stay together. We chose to use the 900 reais from the Bolsa Família, live in government welfare, as long as we could be together, talk with each other, lay out ideas, flesh out the grant applications, listen to God, follow God's leading, build up our credit score, enjoy
Cleared our
life,
debt, went into debt,
went into debt, cleared
cleared
our
our
debt, build our
debt.
credit score, all those things, just little steps following God's lead and choosing to stay together as a family rather than chasing money from a 9 to 5. And it's all paid off, and it continues to pay off.